the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. I'm your host, Michael McCallum. Big thank you to Rebel Pictures and Michigan Business Network. Want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors, 517 Living, River City Studios, Bad Trip Designs, Blue Heaven Pictures, our very own in-town here, the Robin Theater in Rio Town, and Meta Collective, as well as my company, Rebel Pictures. So want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors as a thank you for helping this project come about. We are in studio with two guests from a team that was crazy enough to enter the GRFF 36-hour film challenge that I'm the new director for. So in-house, we have Don Cochran.
Yep.
And Randall Nolan.
Right.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Don. Little backstory about you, and then we'll switch to Randall and have him do the same, and then we'll talk about your film.
Sure, no problem. Well, actually, you know, my name's Don Cochran, and I've been involved with acting, singing, theater, probably most of my 30, 40 years now. Well, I'm 53 now, but since high school, since my senior year in high school, first exposure to anything like that was Oliver, the musical, and then that got the bug from there, and then, of course, it led into doing film work and all that. And outside of that, I served 30 years in the military, retired from that. Now I can kind of go more and pursue this more of my passion. You know, I've just been involved in doing that, being involved with the community. Of course, you know, me and you cross paths, Mike, all the time. Because of the film community. And LCC, obviously, we're both involved with Lansing Community College. Theater program.
Little shout out to LCC.
Yeah. So, you know, that's my background, you know, and I still pursue that. And whenever there's an opportunity to do something like this, because of the passion that we have, we jump into it and just do it and just go.
Well, and I was happy too to get, there was, I believe, three Lansing teams signed up, which was really cool. So, Randall Nolan, tell us a little bit about yourself for our listeners who are new to meeting you.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for having the Grand Rapids Film Festival.
Definitely.
It's awesome. I've always been interested in music and film and video. And, you know, I started out shooting Super 8 film and video in high school and middle school. And then I went to MSU. And graduated from MSU. Had some, for a little while, I was hung out with Sam Raimi and Rob Talbert. Went on to big things.
Yeah.
But I was have been involved in TV production for most of my career. I, for the most part, shoot TV commercials and PSAs and projects, station projects. I was a producer of the Jerry Lewis MDA Telethon for many, many years. And
very cool.
Shot MSU all sports for Comcast Sports.
We got a little go green, go white.
So,
you know,
yeah.
I've always, you know, tried to do extra stuff outside of my work.
Sure.
Too. So, I shot rock bands and, you know, over, you know, last 20 years. And a lot of my friends are in bands and stuff like that. So, I've been excited doing these films. It's really kind of what I was really into, but got to pay the bills by doing commercials and stuff. But,
well, amen to that, man.
You know, but you know, every day is an exciting day for me. I love going to work, and I love working on these side projects. So
let's talk a little bit about how you guys got involved. You know, tell us briefly about the film you made without giving too much away, because we really want to get people out to see the films this Friday, February 22nd, 7 p.m. at Wealthy Theater in Grand Rapids. All the information's online. You can go to grfilmfestival.com, and there's also a Facebook event page, and if you go to rebelpictures.net in the news section. So tell us a little bit about how you heard about it, your team, and then kind of the name of your film and little premise to it. Oh, look at them. Point. The audience can't see, but they're pointing at each other to go. It's like... Right. Two men in front of a firing squad now.
Well, our team is called Team Thang Mung. Young kid, young gentleman, graduated LCC also, and I believe yours so have a connection to
Michael. Yeah, yeah.
But that's basically, we met him earlier back in April, that little project we did with him, and that's how I met Randall. And then what happened is I saw the posting of the film festival competition, I'm like, you know, I want to do something. You know, you got to keep iron sharpening that iron. You know,
yeah.
You got to keep your creativity juices.
I was wondering what metaphor you were going to use there. There was sharpening and juices mentioned. So I was like, whoa, where is it going with this?
Not me, brother. Yeah. Even though I got that Barry White voice, I'm anyway, yeah.
Phone sex operators right around the corner. Yeah. We'll add that to the business card.
You know how it is. But anyway, so yeah, so I contacted Thang. I said, man, who can I contact? We can get a little team together. So I messaged him. I said, check this out. What do you think about it? He was all about a young, energetic, very positive kid, wonderful family. You know, and he's like, oh, Mr. Cochran, blah, blah, blah. I keep saying, call me Don. He's always calling me Mr. Cochran. So we got
he's respectful. He's respectful.
Yeah, very, very good guy. But anyway, I got in touch with him, and then we got in touch with Randall. I got in touch with my friend Keeley from Detroit, who was in Detroit Actors Workshop with me in Royal Oak back in the day.
Stevens, right?
Yeah.
Keeley Stevens.
Keeley yep. Stevens, yes. I've known her for years and, you know, contacted her. She's actually finished directed a feature film that's in post-production right now, Sins of David.
Well, let's do this. That's a great point to leave for a quick break. When we come back, you kind of acknowledge the team members. Then we'll talk about the movie itself and kind of what it's about.
Okay.
Great. We'll be right back. The Magic Hour with Michael McCallum, Rebel Pictures, Michigan Business Network.